I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 834, Building Your Dreams, One Room at a Time. The old question of how do you eat an elephant is answered one bite at a time. When it comes to answering the question, how do you build your dreams? Maybe the answer to that one should be one room at a time. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, with everything we've got. And to let that love flow and pour into the lives of those around us. When Jane and I were in Jamaica, we were amazed at the natural beauty of the island that the Lord had created. Jamaica is the third largest of the Caribbean islands, and it's the largest English-speaking island in the Caribbean. It's situated 90 miles off the coast of Cuba, 600 miles south of Florida, and 100 miles southeast of Haiti. It's about 146 miles long and 51 miles wide. Statistics show that the gross national income per capita ranges anywhere from $8,000 to $9,000 a year. Those folks don't make very much money, and that affects how they build their dreams. In Jamaica, you see partially built houses everywhere. I mean everywhere. Unlike the United States, you don't have to have a plan to build, and there's no time limit. You literally can build your dreams as you go, one room at a time. You can build a room and then move into it. And then when you have more money, build the next room, and so on. Jesus talked a bit about room building before he went to the cross. In John 14, we have these words in the Message version. Don't let this rattle you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of rooms for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm going to get a room ready for you? And if I'm going to get a room ready, I'll come back and get you so that you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Thomas said, Master, we have no idea where you're going. How do you expect us to know the road? And Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth and the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. Now I know the King James Version says, in my Father's house are many mansions. But it's really not mansions, it's rooms. The idea is an all-inclusive home that is added onto by the Father to include more and more of the family as they come. The TorahPortions.ffoz.org website is helpful here. In the days of the disciples, families did not separate as they do in the modern world. Sons did not always leave home. Instead, they might typically take a place in the family business and begin to take over the family trade. As the children grew up, the daughters married out of the house, but the sons brought their brides home. When a son prepared to bring a bride home, the family might build an addition on to the father's house by adding another chamber or insular building. The new family began life in a room, in the patriarchal home. Within a few generations, a family house might sprawl across the village, courtyard, adding to courtyard, insular house added to house. Within one home, there might be many households, but they all formed one family. Now that is a beautiful word picture that Jesus painted for us, podcast family. Jesus is building our dreams one room at a time. Here's the great question. What dream are you currently working on? And what's the next room the Lord would have you add on to? Let's pray this prayer from knowingjesus.com. Dear God, I don't know what the future holds, but I know only you hold the future. Bring me to a better tomorrow. Make the days of my life and the life in my days overflow with love, kindness, gratitude, and appreciation. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 835. And in the meantime, our guide told us that sometimes the Jamaican would work on his dream house for 20 years, one room at a time. But when he finished, it would be a mansion. You know, every day you and I are building for the future. We build with our words, our attitudes, and our actions. We build in our generous giving to the work of God and our joyful participation in what Jesus is doing in and around us today. May God be with you today, and may you be keenly aware that you also are building your dreams one room at a time.